Blog Talk Radio.
Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few. I hope, indeed I pray, that we shall not be found unworthy of our victory if after toil and tribulation it is granted to us. For the rest, we have to gain the victory. That is our task.
Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duty, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its commonwealths last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
We shall not fail or falter, we shall not weaken or tire. Neither the sudden shock of battle nor the long-drawn trials of vigilance and exertion will wear us down. Give us the tools, and we will finish the job. We shall go on to the end. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
You have tried to change my country. You've tried to change my life. No one ever asked me if I thought that this was right. It's time for us to tell you that we will go through hell to defend our country and to help BDL. I'm proud to be an Englishman and I'm going to be free. I won't forget the men who died to get that right to me. And we will stand up against you and defend England every day. There's no doubt we love this land. God save England and the UK. Lied to all the people and tried to take away their rights. But we won't let you sell this land, not without a fight. It's time for us to tell you that you can go to hell. It's time for us to stand and fight and join the EDL. I'm proud to be an Englishman and I'm going to be free. I won't forget the men who died to give that right to me. And we will stand up against you and defend England every day. There's no doubt we love this land. God save England and the UK. Forget the men who died to get that right to me. And we will stand up against you and defend England every day. There's no doubt we love this land. So save England and the UK.
Most certainly do love this land. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the English Defence League radio show, broadcasting live on blogtalkradio.com, the English Defence League radio show, the voice of the EDL. And tonight, the co-host of the show this evening is our very own Mr. Tommy English. Let me bring him in now. Good evening, Tommy. Good to see you, and I hope you're well. It seemed like you had a busy day yesterday, young man.
Oh, every day is always busy, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly is. But it was something you was up to yesterday. I've just also got to, we've got to Sue from New Mexico's sitting on the, you know, on the phone and that, listening to the show. And a big wave to you, Sue. And a big salute to you as well. So, Tommy, a bit of a busy day yesterday, didn't you? And we had a little bit of a conversation just before the show this evening, ladies and gentlemen. And actually, it was some of the things that Tommy was telling me about was quite shocking. Would you like to share with our listeners of how your day went yesterday, Tommy? So I'm going to let you... We're going to let you come in here and explain a little bit what you was doing for the day and how things could have turned out very, very wrong for yourself and the good people that you was with, Tommy. So I'd just like to let our listeners know exactly what you was up to yesterday, mate.
Well then, guys, as we all know, up and down this great country of ours, lefties, socialists, Muslims have all been protesting in public areas for the so-called Free Palestine movement that sprung up. And as you all know, I'm not living further north than where I was back in Hull. And we learned that there was doing one in Middlesbrough outside the McDonald's, which is basically what I learned was a very Islamic part of Middlesbrough, which is no surprise there. And we got there about 4:30, because we were still in front of them. So I'm all putting up the banners, putting up the Palestinian flags, putting up the stop the bombing and all that crap that they were putting up there. And about 5:00, their demonstration started with just this silly woman on a megaphone just shouting "Free, free Palestine" for 3 quarters of an hour. Oh, it was deafening me, deafening all of us. And we just kind of stood there. We took a few pictures of them. We got a couple of videos. And as far as they knew, we were bystanders. We waited for someone turned up, and they got about between 100 and 120 of them turned up. Amongst the Palestinian flags and the Stop the Bombing, the banners of United Against Fascism, Socialist Workers Party, Anti-Fascist Network, there was all there yesterday, guys, all the lefties. And about 6:00, we found this just right. we stood there next minute, and we unveiled this big, massive Israeli flag, a big, massive EDL flag, and then the mood just kind of all just looked at us and said, "Oh, free, free Palestine, free, free Palestine," started shouting out, "Stop the bombing" and all that. We just replied with, "Israel, Israel, Israel." The amongst the chants was the EDL chant as usual. And about 4 police officers came running up to us and said, "Stop provoking them, you're going to have to move on." And we said, no, because basically, wherever we go in this country, those people that come to camp to protest us, now we're going to do the same thing to them. We'd have to announce a demonstration, not doing anything. And we just kind of stood there for about 5 minutes and we walked off. We thought, we've made our point, they know we're there. And as we walked back, this van pulled up, with it had Free Palestine in the back of it, and it nearly ran us over, guys. It just missed us.
You're saying that a van launched itself at you, yourself and your other patriots you was with, yeah?
Best time it missed us, reversed, turned around and came back at us.
And reversed to come back at you. So your day could have ended up really bad day, couldn't it? You know, I mean, you could have... and what did the police do about it? They must have seen what was going on. What did they do? I mean, is this something breaking the law
there?
They're trying to run people down.
They just stood there and watched.
They just stood and watched?
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, this is the United Kingdom, 2014, where the police constabulary stand and watch while a crime is going on where people are trying to run people over. In our cities, and they stand out and watch. And didn't they take notes? Didn't they try to take the number of the van or whatever it was?
Well, we
that
tried to, but the van pulled away that fast we couldn't see. But we got to the bus station, guys.
Oh, I don't believe it's possible. Come on, you've got CCTV cameras there, Tommy. Come on, if they need to see something like that, there's a crime taking place. There's people being nearly run over. Don't forget one of our other lads, one of our Sikh lads. Jack Singh, he nearly got killed, didn't he? Do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
When they drove into these lads and they're doing the same thing. And I just can't believe it. That the police stand there and watch while this goes on. This ain't happening today, United Kingdom, ladies and gentlemen.
When we got back to the bus station, we was all threatened with arrest. We was threatened with arrest.
And threatened with arrest, yeah. It's typical, isn't it?
What
a fresh one.
What was it? Religious incitement, wasn't it? Oh, apparently we were swearing at them, we was insulting them, was provoking them. If they want to kick off, guys, which is what they're known for, it wasn't because of us, it's because they're not getting their own way. And the good thing is, guys, as we actually walked back to the bus station, a taxi pulled up with a load of passengers in the back of it, rolled the windows down, taxi driver got out, shook our hands. Well done, guys.
It just goes to, Tommy, it just goes to show you that it could have, I mean, and I'm very, very glad what you did, very, very, very proud of you guys standing there, and actually to fly the Israeli flag as well. You know, I thought that was that's very brave, because there's only a few of you, weren't there? There's only about four of you, weren't there, actually?
Yeah, the odds were about 20-1, Jeff. 25-1 of them. There were just four of us.
Yeah,
even if it was just me or just one of us, at least someone's there to fire the Israeli flag. And basically, as we all know, these people support Hamas, they support Hezbollah, promoting terrorism. And it shouldn't be allowed on
the
streets.
Yeah, we know exactly what they're all about, mate. We, you know, we are, was it? We are all Palestinians. This is, they're fucking idiots. They just don't know. Excuse my language, ladies and gentlemen. I've dropped an F-bomb, Paul. Take a note of me, Paul. I'm dropping the F-bomb. Well, it's true, isn't it?
Listeners, guys, the Middlesbrough local on Twitter, they put out, as soon as we got back, far-right EDL, counter-protest, peaceful, pro-Palestine demonstration. So this afternoon, I thought, oh, well, I'll give him a quick bell. I said, yeah, can you... So they answered the phone. I said, oh, can you put me on to the guy who runs the Twitter, please? So they put me through to him. I went, can I just ask you where you get your information from, please, about the English Defence League? He said, oh, well, we go by what the mainstream media say. Oh, right, okay. And what basis do you have that the EDL are far right? Oh, well, we just know the far right. Yeah, that's not answering the question, though, is it? What evidence have you got that the EDL are far right? Well, they just are. Look, I'm a member of the English Defence League, and I don't like you accusing me of being a far-right movement. We've got no policy on race or nationality. We're very exclusive and open to everybody. And they go, all right, okay. I said, I want you to take that statement down off Twitter, please. Oh, I can't do that. So, well, this can work both ways. You can either take it off Twitter, and no more need be said, and you can put out an apology to us, or we can call a demonstration outside your office. And you know the influence we have in this country now. What we've done in 5 years, we've had grooming gangs smashed because of the English Defence League. We've had terrorists deported and arrested because of the English Defence League. And I think if we start protesting outside your office demanding for you to be sacked, you know it will happen. And I'll call you back. Remember, 10 minutes later, guys. Okay, I've taken it off, and your apologies now on Twitter. I've got it here in front of me. I can't get it in front of me now, guys, but it said... Evening Gazette wishes to apologise to members of the English Defence League for accusing them of being a far-right movement.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has got to be the first time ever that we've been able to put a little bit of pressure on these little scum merchants out there who's trying to sell us as being a far-right organisation. Tommy, well done, buddy. A retraction of what they said, and also I hope you should say to them, I hope you're going to reprint exactly what's what, and we want to see it. You know, you should say we want to see it in the paper, the retraction. That's what you should have said, because then you've got
I'll get it bloody framed. And the interesting thing is that another person did ring me back. It was a reporter. And they said, oh, we're doing the same thing next week. So I know we are, we're going back. Oh, we'd like to cover your demonstration, if that's okay. So it's not up to me, is it? It's basically, I've got to consult other people who are going to be about that. Basically, we're going to be covering their demonstration. We're going to cover your counter demonstration. Can you tell us what time you're meeting and where we're meeting? So I said, no, I can't tell you that. Well, why not? Because I don't even know yet.
Exactly. But, yeah, Tommy, as I said, ladies and gentlemen, I needed for Tommy to explain what his day he'd done. He'd done a flash, it's what we call a flash demonstration, you know. It was a counter-protest, but it was a flash counter-protest as such. And if it was a demonstration, it would be a totally different thing. But being a flash demonstration, which you're allowed to do, you know, and there's no way the police should come over and try to move people along for counter-demonstrating against another protest that's going on. So they was wrong. But anyway, I was going to say, Tommy, we've also got Dave Bossman, who's been asking to call in this evening. And Dave, let me call you in. Bear with me, I've got a bit of a chest again tonight. Oh, God. Dave Bossman, welcome to the show, buddy. I hope you're well. What about that, what Tommy's been telling us about? He's been a busy boy, hasn't he?
He has been a busy boy. I've only just heard sort of the last little bit of it, you know, trying to sign in and do this, that and the other, and sort everything else out. I've just snapped my headphones back on. Yeah, I mean, you know, they don't really move the left on, do they? You know, they let the left stand there and goad us and, you know, scream obscenities and do all sorts. You know, yeah. So obviously it's a different rule for us than it is for them. There's a two-tier system again. But, yeah, very busy. Good to see someone out. Really.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Dave, how about Tommy getting a retraction from the editor, an apology, actually, for calling us a far-right organisation? How about that?
Well, that's unheard of, isn't it? You know, this is where I see that times are changing, Jeff.
I do, and I like it. I like it a lot. And maybe some of these other, you know, these other media out there that write things about us, maybe we can put a bit of pressure on the editorial people themselves and call for demonstrations, things like that, you know, because they don't like that, don't they, when they're coming under pressure. So maybe that might be the way forward, you know. We're open up for new ideas, and I think, Tommy, you've raised the bar a bit more there, mate. So well done.
Well, we're going back there every week. Every time they're going to be out there, we're going to be there. The same thing will be happening again on Saturday, when they're having another flash one.
Oh, my goodness, mate. Do you know what, guys? I've just noticed we've got a very busy chat room this evening. I'm just going to give everybody a bit of a wave. We've got Stanger, it's always good to see you. And one of these days, buddy, when I get my passport, I'd love to come over to the States and be on the firing range with you, boy. Yeah, just Stanger was on the show the other week there, Dave and Tommy, and he was talking about he owns some guns and that, and goes to the gun range, and so it's sort of just see him there. So Stanger, it's always good to see you, and his voice, his great voice over for a lot of other people's shows out there on Blog Talk Radio. We got Silky Silver. Wow, this is the first time I've seen Silky Silver here before, so good to see you. We've got our very own Paul Alexander. I'm not sure it's a toss-up between you, Paul, and, of course, Dave, who was, Moti B Radio, for the gold star this evening. You know what, I think I'll award both of you. I think you both get the gold. So the only trouble, as I told you, they're a little bit smelly because of the yak that we've been imported from Spongistan, and it wasn't up to our standard, but never mind. As I say, it's if you understand, it's the fault that counts, isn't it? And it's you both get a gold star anyway. As I say, we've got numerous guests. Of course, we've got EDL Minx. It's always good to see you, EDL Minx. Bigfoot is always a busy man, and always good to see you here. And of course, as you say, Tommy, and yourself, Dave, it's always an honour and a privilege to see you great guys this evening. So there you go. I forgot what I was going to say now, Tommy. What was I going to say, Tom?
Probably something anti-Islam, Jeff.
not you all do. Now, let me build up for it, you know. I mean, there's always something we can talk anti-Islamic about, isn't there? Plenty of things out there, isn't there, Dave? And something that I was listening to, actually, I only caught about 3 or 4 minutes. You've done a YouTube clip today. I think it was today, Dave, didn't you? I was quite interested, but I was getting ready to do get to do the show this evening, so I didn't catch all of it. But it's quite interesting what you were saying. And my thing went plink then. Did you hear that? It's my Scott going plink. But no, that was always it's always great to listen to your to what you've got to speak about today, and I know you wasn't very happy with certain things, especially these packages that's been blown up and not knowing exactly what that was all about. But why aren't we informed, as you said on there? And why aren't we told? Why aren't they telling? What are they hiding from us? What's going on? I think
same as usual, Jeff, isn't it? You know, same as usual. They find a suspect package. I didn't hear about the second one. I knew about the second one, but I don't know what actually happened to it. I don't know if they, you know, exploded it or I don't know what they did. But, you know, it obviously just wasn't a handbag then, was it? You know, I mean, this is... But we're not told afterwards what it is. This is the thing, you know, and everyone's quick to report on it. Oh, look, quick. And then, you know, the follow-up on it is absolutely ridiculous. There is no follow-up on any of it. So, we just led to our own, you know, left to our own devices.
Well, it's just trying to sweep it under the carpet. Typical, isn't it, Dave? So that we don't have the panic element out there. That's what this is the whole idea, isn't it? We don't want to panic the public. But, you know, there's guys that go in there to blow this thing up, whatever this package was. Now, if you're going to go in there and use our people to blow packages up, then it's quite obvious there's something there that could be dangerous to the public. That's the reason why they blow it up, isn't it, Dave? They make a secluded area, package it up with sandbags and blow the bloody thing up. So what's going on? Why aren't we getting this information? Why aren't they not telling us what's going on? Because we need to know. It's the general public needs to know, isn't it? You know, it's right. This could be left there. I mean, thank goodness that someone did notice it was such a basic package and that the report was made. Of course, that could have been, you know, I don't know, it could have gone off or something like that, couldn't it, Dave and Tom? You know, before you know it, a lot of people were. You never know. We live in dangerous times. There's a lot of people out there who want to cause us harm, you know. And, you know, why are we, you know, why are they trying to keep us... keep us quiet about these things, because we will, when I hear about these things, Dave, we'll always talk about it on the show. There's no doubt about it. We'll always talk about this because it's only right that the public knows that's going on and what they're trying to bury, so as to keep us all quiet and calm, type of thing. But so we've got some other news as well, haven't we? Tommy, he was going to discuss as well some things we were talking about just before the show, Tom.
Yeah, just let me find it again. I'm going to my Facebook wall here. Where was it?
Cheers, mate.
Where's it gone? Can't bloody find it now.
Yeah, typical, isn't it?
you know, when you want to look for something you've just seen, you go back and it's not there anymore, you think, oh, God, where's it going? But while I look for it, guys, I'll let you know, those of you who follow me on Twitter, you know, I always have an argument with the lefties, the Muslims and all that, and I put up a very pro-Israel tweet this morning, and all the Muslims and the UAF started jumping on it, and one UAF member from Preston... He put that the Jews are baby killers and they all should be gassed. And if I retweeted that earlier on, guys, if you follow me on Twitter, if you go through my Twitter feed, you might just find that. But it just shows what these far lefties who actually say they protest against Nazis and prove themselves to the real Nazis.
Yeah, exactly. What do you think about that, Dave? You know, these ones who pertain to, you know, the best of the best and saying things like this about people. About they should all be gassed. I mean, how bad is that to put something out there like that?
They're supporting Hamas. They're supporting terrorism. They're so blind to what goes on that they will actually, you know, start supporting the terrorist group. I mean, this is, you know, I mean, don't even get me started, Jeff. Not tonight, right? I've actually been... You know, sort of looking into a few things myself, and you know, the little team around me at the moment have been looking into a few things. What I'm going to try and do is post the video links up in the chat room in a moment. There's a lot going on. There's probably going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 video links that we'll put out in succession today, right? And these are by the likes of Abubara, Abu Saifullah, Abu Walla. They're all Abus, aren't they? Abu the Bub Aldemir.
Abu,
But what's going on is a friend of mine has listened to all the videos. They're all to something. They're after change at any means and want even more of a Khalifa state than ever. What he's saying is basically you've got to listen to them with neutral ears and you get more info without concentrating on one insult that they say, or you'll miss a subtle hint in the statements. Now, you know, this is for them to be heading in some sort of direction. Now, he's finished by saying, like I said to me, it feels like the 27th of July at the end of Ramadan, something is planned to happen. Now, we all know, obviously, there's supposed to be a million of them, or they're trying to rally a million for this Saturday again to come out and demonstrate against whatever's going on. You know, this is quite a scary time, for I'd say, for everybody in this country at the moment. They seem to be able to do anything.
We should all be very
aware
of the state of things. I mean, we do know the heightened state, and it seems like it's been building to
crescendo. Crescendo.
That's the one, mate. Thank goodness I got you there. Crescendo. And as we see around the world what's going on, everywhere something is going on, Dave. You know, chaos reigning right away across the globe, isn't there? There's fighting in the Ukraine. There's massive fighting going on, lots of life here. It's just the world is all fighting. And a lot of it, as you say, a lot of it is to do with Islam. A lot of it is being invoked by Islam. They want this. They want chaos before they declare, you know, their Islamic jihad on us all. And they did say that a couple of years ago, Dave, they'd said that probably this time last year, actually, that there would be a full-blown jihad against all non-Muslims. So maybe they are building. Maybe you are right. Maybe they've got the, this is to let everybody know, the time is approaching, brothers. Be prepared for the jihad, you know. So, yes, you could be right. And I don't want to worry people out there, but I would always say to people out there, be aware what's going on around you, ladies and gentlemen. These are very worrying times. Time to start looking towards each other, for support of each other, because you never know how things are going to turn out. As you said, Dave, there's all these, as you say, there was five emails that
five
went out
videos,
early on today.
Five videos put out in succession. You know, and if you actually listen to don't listen to it for what you want to hear. Listen to it naturally, and you will hear exactly what's going on. I've not actually watched them myself yet, because I've not had time. I've only just sort of got the message. You know, but this is what's going on. And if they are gearing up for something, then, you know, like you just said, Jeff, you know, you've got to keep your wits about you. You know, I'm not really worried about, you know, these videos and bits and pieces. Obviously, it's a little bit of a warning if it comes to it. But, you know, what's worrying me more than anything is that, you know, after Friday prayers, when they go to the mosques, they're all going to be out on a Saturday. You know, they can do it in a day. They can do it in one day. And where are we exactly? You know, what are we doing? And I'm not saying that nobody's doing anything, you know, but to come out and counter, you know, there could be sort of 10 to 15 to 20,000 people. I mean, you know, we should have numbers on the streets is where we should be. You know, and I'm not talking about, you know, getting militant or doing any of that old rubbish, which was misconstrued on Sunday. When I said we got to do something, it was about the government, mate. You know me. You know, these people need ousting. It's as simple as that. You know, there's nothing I'd like to see more than 100,000 people stood in Parliament Square and around the surrounding areas to bring London to a standstill and just stand there. No flags, you know, no chanting, no nothing. Silence, just completely silent, and just stand there and wait for them to come out and go, what do you want? You know, and just stay there. You know, what are they going to do?
Well,
if for argument's sake,
you know,
that did happen.
It would, put it this way, it would probably make history to do that. But as I say, it's motivating people. A lot of people haven't woke up yet, Dave. Even though they see what's going on around them, they take it on board, but they're all in their little bubbles. And this is what we often said. It is hard work for us. you know, being what we do on the radio show as such, citizen journalists, this is what we are. And we are trying to, for many years I've been trying to warn people of what's coming our way. And now it's not coming our way, it's here, it's right in front of you. Look,
we know what
this book is about, us, our failed governments before us. They're the ones that's caused these issues. The world issues we got are through our former politicians. And of course, then they bring their own laws in to protect them. You know, we had the last law in this country to go for treason, and that was hangable at the time, was basically abolished through Tony Blair. I wonder why he wanted it abolished.
Just to save his own from the rope, mate, that's why. You know, I mean, I had a phone call the other day from a certain organisation. He did say, no, I didn't take any notice, and what do you want? He said, you know, we're looking for, I think it was £12 a month, and we secure all our mines, do this and do that. I said, where's that then? He went, you know, over in the Middle East. I went, well, really? I was on the phone to half hour for this man, you know, to this man, and he was in North London somewhere. And he came up with a funny number, so I don't know if it was being rerouted or whatever was going on. But I had a chat with him for about half hour. He's actually checked my videos out, right? You know, I told him, you know, who I am, you know, what we stand for, who I'm with, the group, this, that, you know. And he was, I've been working for a guy for 2 days this week, doing a bit of plastering. This guy again, he went, called her a bit racist a bit. And I said, you know what, see, this is what everyone thinks. This is the shit that goes with the media, you know. And after I've explained everything to him, I left there on yesterday afternoon, and he said, "What a great chat!" You know, this is, people just don't know. Simple as, you know. And through everyone sticking their head in the sand.
That's what our job is, though, just to enlighten everybody, Dad. That's why we do the shows. That's why we're here.
Yep.
You know, yourself, Dave. I mean, with the Motive Radio Show, I'm going to give you a big heads up for your show, Motive Radio, on Friday.
We're restreaming at the moment, and I'm recording it as well, Jeff, so we can get it back out again.
I'll give it a blast if you want, Dave. Why are you here? Give it a blast, mate. Give it a blast.
Oh, okay, yeah. Motivate Radio, on a Friday night. We do a rap show in GMP. At 6 in the morning. We've been known for doing marathon 9 hours, 10 hour shows. Live calls, you know, whatever you want to say. No holds barred. It doesn't matter about language or whatever topic you want to talk about, and it's motivateradiofm.co.uk. And you can get us on the Cheering app and on the net. I'm on a 30-day ban, Jeff.
Hang about. What about him, mate? What have you been up to? You've been a naughty boy.
Well, I can't work out what it's about yet. I was actually informed the other day, which I had to make a few phone calls to try and get him a little bit of help. This guy lives in Wales. Now, you know the two Welsh, and I'm not going to say that because I know he said that in my video, the two Islamists that lived in Wales that went to Syria. Well, an Islamist from Scotland, who lives in Scotland, was pictured with them. Now, he's supposed to be dead. He's been spotted in Wales, alive and kicking.
Oh. And that's bona fide. That's dead cert, is it, Dave?
As far as I can tell, the guy was in absolute bits to me with the messages he sent me. He thought they were going to come and kill him. What happened was, you know, he saw this guy and went up to him and went, you know, you, I know you, you're supposed to be dead. And this guy sort of dipped his head and carried on walking. He then went up and said it again. Now, the police were straight on him, right? So that either means they were watching this guy and wondered what this other bloke was up to, asking him, you know what I mean? He got whisked away straight away, got arrested, right? No charges, but he was arrested, yep. Now, we've all heard the stories, obviously, that they're faking their own deaths, they're getting different passports, they're coming back into the country because they know they're not going to be allowed back in. If this is 100%, I'm 99.9%, Jeff. I can't say 100% because, you know, how things go, but 99.9% that he's been spotted. You know, worst ways, you know, the guy would have gone, what are you talking about? You know, but he didn't. He was wearing the clothes that we wear. He shaved his head. He had a big old beard. And he's adamant that it was him. So I actually got in the solicitor's numbers and told him to give someone a call. He didn't get back to me for about an hour and a half, until I was getting a little bit worried, obviously, be it the police, security services, or if they think they've been found out. You know, he's got kids in his house and all sorts. Anyway,
oh my God.
He sort of got back to me a little bit later and said that the police have been here for over an hour telling him he didn't see what he saw and calmed down.
You know, with this lady, don't you, Dave? That weren't the real person you saw. That was some time. You didn't see him. You didn't. Honestly, you didn't see.
That's it. 3-2-1. You're back
Typical.
In the room.
Now this, we got to. This has got to be exposed for what it is, Dave. Trying to cover up because there are these people back in this country, ladies and gentlemen, and the police are trying to cover it up. They're trying to cover it up. Now, we've got now, if that is the case, and it's just saying not we 99 point whatever that it is the case, but, you know, until it's clarified, then, you know, we're still, you know, picking at straws a little bit. But if that is the case, we've got jihadists, once again, who've been over fighting their jihad war. Now, they're back. They've been fully trained. And God knows what else. You know, they've been trained in all sorts of weaponry and explosives and God knows what else. These are very dangerous to have back on in our country, aren't they? I mean, they've been trained up, haven't they?
Well, this is they could go ahead with their jihad
in this country, couldn't they?
Well, he's a little bit dyslexic, and because of the worry he was having, obviously, at that particular time when he messaged me, his fingers went into sausage mode. So it was a little bit garbled. And I was led to believe that it was the two Welsh guys, so I instantly put it out straight away, because I don't care what I post, obviously. And, you know, I got sort of, not corrected, but, you know, someone at least and he went, no, it's the one that was pictured with him. So I put a little retraction out, obviously, and told everyone what was going on. Now, after posting that, the next day, I posted the video of the guy being dragged and stoned, and the one he got burnt. Basically, that's from Vimeo, some other site there. Now, I wasn't the actual source of the video. I just shared it. Now, I'm on a 30-day ban at the moment for sharing that video. Now, it either looks to me like maybe there's some truth in this and they've got me off of Facebook lively, or, I mean, look, I've had nothing removed from Facebook at all for them to warn me about anything or to remove anything at all. Now, I've already had two 30-day bans this year for sharing something, and I don't ever get like I've never had a 24-hour ban. It's always been 30 days, that's it. And I went to log into my face. I went to turn my face when it said log in, and oh, here we go, because you always know, you know, you've got to re-log in. And it said, we've removed something you've posted. It goes against our community standards. I've got a photograph of it. I took a screenshot. You are constantly going against Facebook community standards. Well, I'm not. Or I would have had warnings.
No.
So I've been shut down, Jeff, I think, over whatever. I don't know whether it's because we're shaking up the system a little bit. We're rattling a few cages. I don't know if it's because of the video or maybe the guy is alive. I don't know. But I'm now absolutely fucking dead. Everyone's a little bit sort of dubious because, you know, people clone accounts and do this, that and the other. So I've started up a page. Well, I didn't actually start it. Someone else started it. It's called, was it Free the Boss Man Davey from Facebook Jail or something? There's a page there.
Yeah.
I set a little group up and tried to invite lots of people over. And I tried inviting people off of my Facebook on the other account on my laptop. And, you know, I couldn't do that. It's actually got to the point now where I can't even send a message on the other account. Now, that's unheard of, Jeff, really. Whenever I've had a ban... It was literally, you know, you can't post, you can't like, you can't share anything.
No.
But I could always message. I'm having trouble messaging now. There's only certain people I can. So I'm not going to message anybody on that one now. Because if that's the case, then they might be letting messages through to certain people that want to... Yeah, I don't know. Look, I might be going too far into
it. Yeah, it's speculating
a bit. Well, loads of other people shared that video, Jeff, and they haven't been banned or blocked or barred or anything. Just me.
No.
All right, the video's still up
on
Facebook.
No, it seems strange. It seems like they picked you out, Dave. Maybe it's because you are a voice out there, Dave, and you are getting the message, and a lot of people are following what you've got to say, that because you've become popular and people are following what you're doing, that, you know, because you'd posted what you posted, they thought it's about time that we closed him down for a little while, sort of thing. So I think that's what it is, Dave, to be quite honest with you. That picture out, Dave, because you've become very popular, haven't you? You've become a voice out there. And, you're basically a bit of a whistleblower as well, and this is what's upsetting them. You know, any of these Muslims can put things up there, and there was they had a Facebook page out there which was absolutely disgusting for about a month or so. I can't remember what it's called now, but it was allowed to run. People had actually flooded them with complaints. They still kept it running, and I think it was after about the fourth week that they actually did close it down. So they do give them plenty of leeway, these like jihadist type of Facebook pages, but anybody speaking out against these jihadists, Islamists, whatever you want to call them, it seems like, or if there's the things that we're trying to put across to make people aware, people are suffering because of they are making a broad statement about what's going on. I mean, you're not being the only one, though. I've known other people, which I'm not going to mention on the show, but other people that it's happened to time and time and time again, Dave. So, you know, you are amongst quite a few different people that do speak out, that do post these videos that is a little bit graphic and it is, you know, a bit hit you in the face. And the one that I see a while ago that it played on my mind for about a week or so, Dave, was the one where these jihadists were stood there and they got these guys all handcuffed to each other, basically, blindfolded, and they shot them all, one by one. Allahu Akbar, bang, bang, you know, and it was just, it really, you know, brought it home to you. And the look in their eyes, there's no compassion, no humanity whatsoever. But I was surprised that that actually was allowed to be posted. I was surprised that they didn't try to flag it and to do that because of being
this is the problem I've got a little bit. I mean, if you're supposed to have a little bit of a play on words and your words are spells, you know, right, what they should have done was said, you know, for something you've shared. What they said basically is something that you've posted. I didn't post it, I shared it. Now, if they wanted to go and sort of ban anybody, they should have gone back to the original source of where the video originated from, you know, to spark those amount of shares and go after the person that actually posted it, not the person that shared it. You know,
yeah,
so,
no, good point, though.
You know, either way, look, it's not my right arm's been cut off because I've only got sort of, I don't know, 600 people on this one. You know, I've got 4,500 on the other, so I'm missing out on news, I'm missing out. I can't even send myself a bloody message to post stuff up on mine, you know, so... it's just ridiculous.
As long as you got your, motive radio, your message is still going to get out there, and you're always coming on our show, Dave. I mean, this is it. This is your place. This is your platform. And so no matter what they try to do, I mean, the only thing they do is shut me down. I mean, shut the show down. But I've been broadcasting for over two years now. I've never had no issues with them saying, you know, certain things have been said or whatever.
No.
I've never had any issues as such, but you never know the state of affairs, this, that and the other. But as I say, I won't let it worry too much, Dave, because you'd always get your message out, mate. You know, there's the power of the internet. There's other things, isn't it? Twitters and things like that, and other social networks. Tommy, there's lots, isn't there, out there? Dave's having a problem with Facebook. There's other great social networks out there, isn't there?
Yeah, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, it's all there.
Yeah, got all of them. To reach out to the people you was reaching out to and getting the news I was getting, you know, it's a sort of, I'm just getting it because I'm keeping an eye on it, but you know, you can't like anything, you can't post it, you know, so for everything that I was doing, you know, I made sure really that every time someone posted something on my page, I liked it. Whether I agree with it not or completely in part or whatever, it didn't really matter, but out of a bit of respect that they've taken time to post out of my page, I like it. Some guy popped up the other day, are you liking all the posts? So I told him why, you know, people are taking time to do what I'll do, you know, either that day or the next day or the day after. I'll go back through the posts and I'll like all the posts that people have posted underneath it, you know, the comments.
Yeah.
And he went, oh, right, sorry, I misunderstood. And then he come up again, he said, why do you keep liking all the posts? And I went, that's it, I'm getting the hand with you now, you know, in not too many certain lovely words. Well, who are you to tell me what I can do, for starters? But anyway, so I ended up blocking him. But there's a lot of people out there at the moment that are really trying to get in to bring down the good thing that is the EDL at the moment. There's a lot of people posting shit on Facebook, you know, different groups, maybe, ex-EDL, maybe, Team Tommy, I don't know. You know, but they're all sort of out of the EDL with this. They're all drunk and they're all out there for a laugh. I mean, if that's how you take the movement, mate, you remove yourself from your friends list. You're an idiot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not what it's about, you know. But there's too much of this going on, you know. And from the little thing that we had, you know, Jeff, you know, for what we sat in on, should I say, I can't wait for the little statement to come out to tell these people exactly what's going on, because it's getting ridiculous now. And I'm seeing a lot of it every day. And it is very, very detrimental to what goes on.
Of course it is, but to Dave, it's something that we've got used to over the time, and it is detrimental against what we do, but a lot of people see through the weeds. They see through all this bullshit that's been put out there, all this saying we're this and we're that. When, you know, how many, 4, 5, 6 demonstrations, there's only been, I think, mostly 2 arrested at the most, out of the demonstrations, and they try to say that we're all pisses, this, that and the other. Well, it's not coming across like that. And of course we know how to, you know, the thing about the EDL is we know how to police, well, when we say police, the security, how to make sure that things that are running properly without people getting, you know, a little bit angry or whatever, is kept in control and in check. As you've seen yourself, Dave and Tommy, you see that. It's we're well in control of what's going, the situations around us, and you know, and so people are always going to be trying to there's always going to be a bit of a witch hunt on for us. It will always will be, but there's a lot of people that also sees through all the bullshit, right through it, and know that you know, we this is our cause. This is what we're in this together. And no matter what people say, you know, all the racist tags they used to stick on us. Do you remember Dave and Tommy? It just got boring. It gets boring because, I mean, nobody, how could you be racist these days, Dave? How could you be? It was a thing of the past. Maybe there was racism about, you know, many years ago, you know, when the old National Front was about. Yes, we know that, and a lot of these Combat 18 groups, this, that and the other. We know there's always going to be those people out there. But they're the people that we totally detest. We've said that so many times, haven't we? That these people hate us as much as we hate the Islamists and all that, you know. Well, I mean, I hate Islam. I hate Islam, the ideology of Islam. I don't hate all the Muslims, because I do know them are good ones. But they're very far and in between, and they're not the ones that stand up, that we want to see them stand up and speak out about what's going on in the country. We start seeing that, then we say that they're addressing the issues that we have been asking to address for the last 5.5 years. Until we see that, we'll categorise them as all the same. That you don't say nothing, you're just as bad as the ones that bloody go out there and do something. Isn't it, Dave? Would you
well,
say
it's funny
that, Tommy?
You know. Well, yeah, you know, look, what you got to look at is David Cameron and all the rest of them can go, look, we're going to tackle immigration, and people go, stop bitching, round applause. You know, we're tackling the grooming gangs. Oh, round applause. You know, as soon as the EDL come out and say the same things that they've been saying for the last 4 or 5 years, we're racists.
I know, and as I say, it does make you, in the end, you do just got to just laugh about it, because it is, as I've said many times, it's all bollocks, isn't it? My goodness, mate, I've just noticed, Tommy, there was something that we wanted to be talking about as well. Have we got a demonstration, say, coming up this weekend or something? It's coming on over the weekend. Is it a new class or something?
Yeah, but I can't announce where, because it's a flash, but it will be happening.
And that would be in Newcastle, is it? Can I say that, Tommy? I mean, Newcastle's massive, isn't it, as we all know. Am I right, Tom?
Not in Newcastle, Jeff. Not in Newcastle.
Oh, it's not. Oh, my apologies. My apologies, Tom. I thought it was something we were talking about earlier on. So there's a flash demonstration, but we're not going to mention anything until we get a bit closer to time, yeah?
Well, basically, it'll be announced afterwards.
After the event, okay.
Yeah.
That's all we're going to say, then, that there's going to be a flash demonstration over the weekend. And I've just noticed someone who's a good friend of mine, and Vito Espetito has just come into the chat room. Vito, mamma mia, no Sharia with his great Radio Jihad network. 7 shows a week, and Vito, he was brilliant the other night, mate. And Claire Lopez was on the show the other night. It's absolutely fantastic, mate. So it's good to have you here once again. And as he's saying, Jeff, mamma mia, no Sharia. Never surrender. No, there'll be no surrender, brother. No surrender, ever. But it's so good to see you here this evening, Vito, taking time out from your busy schedule, and then everybody else that's here. And do you know what you've seen here, Tommy? I've just looked down in the chat room. We've got our own Sir Williams Bill. Or shall we call him Bill? I call him Bill. I was wondering, in a little while, are you going to call into this evening, Bill? I hope so, because it's always great to take your call. So hopefully we can get something sorted out. But to have you here, Dave and Tommy, it's fantastic. And of course, Sue from New Mexico, thank you so much for being here, and all our great listeners wherever you might be. But I was going to say, was there anything else we wanted to discuss this evening? It seems like, I've got to admit, it's definitely heating up a little bit out on the Gaza Strip there, isn't it? I don't know about you guys, but I've been following it intently. The United Nations, listen to this, Dave, the United Nations are talking about Israel doing war crimes or something rather. But what about Hamas putting their weapons and that in the schools, and which they've been found twice now, that weapons have been found in these schools? Isn't there no, can't they get the same thing, you know, the war thing mentioned about them? Or is it just for Israel, because Israel's, you know, defending their country and trying to dispose of all these bloody weapons that's out there and the tunnels? Why is it just Israel, then? Why is it Hamas? Because they're as bad as anybody else, aren't they? What they're doing, they're firing missiles over all the time and that. So, I don't know, your views, Dave and Tom.
Well, I'll go first.
You're
not
better than me.
Yeah, right. We're supporting terrorists, we're arming terrorists, we're just living amongst us, we're looking after Islamists in our country, they've been given a free ticket. You know, why are they going to go against Hamas? You know, I mean, what we've got to look at a little bit is, you know, I mean, we've all seen it ourselves anyway, you know, Israel bombarding on a daily basis, they fire one rocket back and all hell breaks loose. You know, it's all over the news. Oh, they're killing all the kids at dinner. Oh, you know, it's too much to bear anymore to talk about it. I've just found a little article here from asianimage.co.uk. Apparently, the council town all tomorrow as a mark of solidarity with the people of Gaza.
I found that out earlier on, yeah.
You know, I mean, what
it's just amazing,
what's going
on?
What is going on here? You know, It's too much. My head's going to go bang very, very soon. You know, someone post pictures out of me, but my head splattering all over the place. It's just too much. It's gone bang. You know, David Cameron wants to extend the EU to all Asia.
Yeah,
David Cameron says, let's extend the EU to all Asia. You know, 1 minute he's saying we've got to be more British, we've got to be more this, that, and the other. Then he's saying about the EU and they've got to conform and do, you know. And now he's saying we've got to extend the EU to all Asia. You know, I mean, this is...
He says he's flip-flopping all over the place, isn't he, Dave? Flip-flop here and flip-flop there.
He's got a towel on his head.
I just can't believe it. You know, I mean, whatever he comes out with, you know, I just... what's he got to say? Oh, boring. You know, get off there. Why do they keep showing you, Cameron, you arsehole? Like, you know?
That's
what I think about him. I mean, he's embarrassing. He's embarrassing to listen to. you know, the jolly boys hockey team sort of the way that he comes across with things. And, oh, I've got to put my stern face on. I've got to be very strict about something today. Is this my strict face, dear? Oh, yes, go ahead, Dave. Oh, right, here we go. You know what I mean? Oh, he's a joker.
You know what, in all fairness, you know, like I say, it isn't just Islam, it ain't just immigration, it's not just the any one sort of problem. You know, when you start looking at all of it, you know, the whole situation, it's all right focusing on one thing, obviously, and you can quite easily spend a lot of time and a lot of effort on that one thing. But when you sort of step back a little bit and have a look at the bigger picture, I mean, you know, I don't know how really this government is still there. I don't know how they can get away with what they're doing. I don't know how the Queen sold us away in last November, a sovereignty. I don't know how the EU are ruling us at the moment. I don't know why we've got all the immigrants here. You know, these people have been done for paedophilia. They've been done for expenses. You know, people that they know have been on this hacking scandals. The cocaine's been found on the back of the toilets in the House of Parliament. You know, I mean, when you put all of this together, and there's a load more of it, obviously, but, you know, when you put it all together, you sent this, you know, someone put a post up the other week, and I read it, and I went, bloody hell. You used to put that back out and let everyone read it, you know, go viral, make a video, do something, you know. People are going, my God, you know, because you put it all in one place. Time's a great healer, and by the time something else comes out to smoke screen what's going, you've forgotten about the last thing, so this is just one thing again. No one ever sort of groups it together and sees this problem as it is.
Yeah, it is, and it is a very, very big problem. And I don't think it's just the United Kingdom that it's involved with. No, we say APA, but this is going on in different parliaments around the world with the same sort of similar things. I don't know. It's just the times that we live, I mean, going back, say, 30, 40 years, I never thought that I'd live to see a time now when the appeasement, the apologists out there is rife, and the cowards we have who's ruling our countries, you know, no spine, gutless, the gutless warriors, as could you call them warriors, warriors more like it,
warriors,
but these people running our countries, and look at the state, look at what they create, the problems, the issues. I mean, you know, we know that immigration is just, it's off the wall. It's gone massive. It's out of control.
I think
a little while ago, the Daily Mail printed something that there's some ministers or someone said something, or was it MI5, MI6, that even the groups of these terrorists around there, that they've become so big and it's expanded so much, it's hard to keep a track of them all. So that's a worrying thing, isn't it? When actually MI5 or MI6, one of them two, says things like that. Now, that is a time that, you know, the alarm bell should ring to think, you know, something needs to be done. We need to be more, you know, more aggressive in the approach with these people. You know, take them off the streets. I mean, and don't put them in prisons with the same as normal prisoners. Make a bloody prison just for them. Have it just for the Muslims, so they can convert themselves all the time, then, can't they? And,
well, you know what?
The
bricks just hit me. Right smack bang in the front of the head. I mean, you know, look, if I can see it and you can see it and Tommy can see it and the people that are listening can see it, and we know what to do to pull this country out of the shit that we're in at the moment, and that's over across the board with everything. That's foreign aid, the EU, everything, right? If we know, they know. If they know, then this is all orchestrated towards being something of a probably a bigger picture that we don't know about. Do you know what I mean? You can't tell that these people don't know. Do you know what I mean? I did say a few times, these people are obviously, you know, they lead big lives, they don't sit on YouTube, they don't sit on Facebook, they don't do this, they don't do, they've got advisors for this, and, you know, they can't not know. They can't not know. But then saying that, right, you've got the general public that don't know. So what is it? Do they know or they not? Yeah, I mean, you know, we could easily.
I think a lot of the, as you say, the general public, Dave, and I don't want to talk over you at all, mate.
No,
do that. But I was going to say that the general public, you know, they're a little bit naive, aren't they? And they believe everything they see on the television. They believe that what people speak on the news, this, that and the other, everything's bona fide. If it spoke on Sky News or if it spoke on the BBC, this is bona fide news. They don't seem to realise that there's an underlying factor, the reason why it's put out. This is state television. This is what they're doing. They want you to see this picture. They want you feel in a comfort zone. They don't want you to know the true extent of how serious the issues are, that we are at war. This is a global jihad against us all. They're not going to speak out and say that. They speak, you know, what I've been hearing lately, Dave, that there is some alarm bells ringing there because I've heard the word Islamist being used with Israel taking on these the Hamas. They've been talking about Israel and the Islamists. You know, this is the way they are talking about it, but we know how big this issue is. What we're seeing out in what's happening in the Gaza Strip and that is just a prelude of what can happen in this country. Look what's happening over there. Look what's happening over there. What have you got to do to clear out this infestation of these Islamists? The sacrifice that's got to be paid. This is a wake-up call for the world. You know, you allow these people to fester like they have done, and this is what you create. These little monsters who think nothing of cutting people's heads off, cutting limbs off, you know, disemboweling people. There's no humanity whatsoever with these people. Once they've called for jihad, that's it. It's all out, and it doesn't matter. You are the infidel. You are the kufar. And, oh, I've gone on the rant there, and my apologies.
Well said. Well said.
Thank you. Thank you, mate. My goodness me, Dave and Tommy. Tommy, I was going to say, I need to take a break. I've realised I've gone over my allotted time at this moment, Tom. So I was wondering, Tommy, could you take control and maybe play a little tune for us? Can you play a little tune or something, please?
I wish I could do for Jeff. I can't get into the studio. It's not loading up on my iPad very well.
Oh, okay. I know. I'll choose one at the top there. Shall I put this is my England? Would you reckon, guys? You know I love it.
Well, that should be done, mate.
Yeah.
Okay then. Right, guys. We'll be back off this in about 4 minutes and 22 seconds. So here we go.
This is my England, land of my creed. Birthrights and heritage by act and by deed. This is my freedom, this is what I am. This is my England, this is my land. Too English for some, or so it seems. Is that too much tradition? Days of yore and village greens. Is there too much pride in St. George for them to understand that England's more than life itself to every Englishman? Once bugles blew triumphant news, we were proud when our nation's flag flew. Englishness is a feeling deep within, it's the love of our country in the hearts of men. This is my England, land of my creed. Birthright and heritage, my act and my deed. This is my freedom, this is what I am. Pleasant land is part of all our souls. Like Shakespeare, Shaw and Agincourt, our history's golden dreams. Don't be careless with our memories and all that England's been. In the hearts of men. This is my
it had to be done. That's all the patriots and all the people that love their country. It had to be done, didn't it, Tommy and Dave?
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I mean, I just love that. It's one that it's right at the top of my list as well. So I thought it just gives me a couple of minutes to do what I need to do, visit little boys' room, you know, and those little things you need to do in between breaks. But excuse me. But yeah, as I say, there is these things. It does wind you up, doesn't it, Dave? You know, it does get you very angry. What's going on? What can be done, as you said just before the break, Dave? What we all know. We know as just, you know, citizen journalists, basically, it's what we are, we're radio hosts, you know, we know what needs to be done, and we know what it needs to do, you know, put the people to be put in place who are men enough to carry on, to do the things that needs to be done.
So I'm glad you said
until
that.
Until we see that time...
If you imagine the likes of, say, Paul Weston, Pat Condell... you know, all the people, you know, the normal type of people that know exactly what's wrong in this country. You know, imagine how overnight, with the strike of a pen, and they say the sword is mightier than the pen. Not in this case, the pen is mightier than the sword. You know, you could stop all of this. You know, you could stop all of it, and it's really, really hard to sit here day after day after day and watch this shit go down. You know, with the Trojan horse, halal meat. The mosques, you know, mosque planning applications are coming out of our ear holes at the moment. You know, I mean, this is just, it's ridiculous that we've got to put up with this. And, you know, who else, you know, I know everyone's doing a little bits and pieces to stand up and do something about it, but I've got to tell you, there's got to be a time when we can, you know, pull together a little bit, maybe, I don't know, one major demo in a year that sees everybody from all walks of life, all beliefs, everything, you know, just get out there and make the numbers up, you know, just to show these... want to change.
Yeah, well, you're right, Dave. And it's all about motivating the people. I mean, you know, a lot of people listen to the shows and that, but a lot of people can't get to demos and things like that. You know, they've got, you know, maybe health issues or, you know, the certain things like that, family members they've got to look up. So, but, you know, we know we've got all this support, but we do now. This is what I always call for on the show, you know, more people to stand with us, you know, especially on the demonstrations, you know. This is your country, you know, this is what I look at. This is your country. And what's happening, it's disgusting. It shouldn't happen. And that's what I'm saying. It's taking the good people of this country to stand up and say enough's enough. And we have built numbers before. We continue to build numbers. We have got global support, but we need that support on the streets as well. When we go to these demonstrations, you know, there's nothing better to see 2, 3, 4, 5,000 people. You know, there, that's got the same like mind as yourself and know how important it is. You're not doing it for yourself. You're doing it for your kids. You're doing it for your grandchildren. You know, that's what it's all about. It's so important. The time that we live now is a time that people will look back and say, at least there was the English Defence League. They was out there. They was telling what was going on. They stood and they were being persecuted. People being banged up here, there and everywhere because of speaking out against this and speaking out against political correctness. Because you're going against the norm of these the establishment. You're going against them. We'll always be rebels in their eyes. Whatever they want to call us, we're going to be standing against these people who are trying to bring wreck and ruin to our country. You know, that people fought and died for. And there's no way myself or you, Dave, or Tommy, or anybody else is going to stand by and watch this happen to our country. You know, we're turning it into a third world shithole now, ladies and gentlemen. Excuse me, I'm talking about that is the way you look. If you come over this country, I've had people, some of the guests I've had on here, that they've been to this country, oh, my God. Jeff, I can't believe it. I got off at the airport, and it was like I was in another country. I wasn't like I was coming to the UK. You know what I mean? Heathrow. Look around Heathrow, for goodness sake, Dave, Tom. Look at it.
Yeah.
It's like fucking, you know, sort of another...
When you walk around Heathrow Airport, it's like, where's Wally? Except it's Spot the White Man.
Yeah, well, it's, Tommy, it's just like you're visiting another country. It seems like you've got another passport to go into your own country. That's how bad it is, Tom.
I need a passport to go to the next street. I need a visa to go to the next street.
But that's the case, Dave. You've seen it, haven't you? You know, our beautiful country, what they've turned it, what politicians have done to this lovely country of ours.
Through the multicultural
dream. You know, it
dream.
Breaks my fucking heart, it does.
You know what, well, I'm looking forward to it. You know, all them years ago, the high street was open to buses and cars, and they paved it all over. You couldn't drive up there no more. The north end of Croydon High Street is an absolute shit pit now, and that extends all the way down, and then goes through into you know, Norbury. It goes through into Fulton Heath.
Yeah, I know.
It goes honestly, you know, I've walked up Croydon High Street, you know, on a New Year's Eve. I don't go down there a lot, but New Year's Eve I'm down there. And I walk up to get a drink or do this and the other, you know, before the festivities begin. And the smell and the state of the, you know, the shop fronts, everything's halal. This is, you know, I mean, at one certain place, there were actually 7 barber shops all in one line, all on the same row of shops, 7. And they ended up burning each other's shops down because one was getting more business than the other. Why would you open up a hairdresser shop when there's already 4 or 5 there? Why would you do that? You know, it's absolutely ridiculous. And this is where, you know, it comes down to, you know, all of these people that died in the first 2 world wars, you know, all across the world. I'm not just talking about, you know, the English people. I'm talking everywhere, you know. But we've tried to keep our borders secure. You know, it's pointless. It was absolutely pointless bothering. Well, I don't know, you know, why bother? Fucking hell, you know, the amount of people we've got over here at the moment sponging, right? You know, look at that Romanian family. You know, they've got, I don't know, 95 fucking children or something silly, you know, and they want a bigger house. You know, why? Go home. You know, we're giving £55 a day to the EU, and you're coming over and you're still sponging off us, and you're wondering why your petrol and your diesel is so expensive, why there's so much tax and everything. We've got no school places. You know, we've got no houses. The NHS are stretched. I mean, how can you not see? How can people say immigration is a good thing? Now, people will tell you it's the government. Well, of course it's the government, because they're not putting the funds back into the country. We could probably quite easily look after everyone here. But if the government aren't going to do the job to look after everyone in this country by spending money in the country where it should be spent instead of sending it abroad, then people are going to get out of it. They're going to go, hang on a minute, you're not spending any money. You're putting all these people over it. We're going to houses. You know, I'm going to say this, you know, apart from the Roma and that are sort of living up in Mayfair and Park Lane in underpasses, I've never seen an ethnic minority's homeless person ever. I really haven't. the only homeless people I see are fucking white people, because we're the ones pushed aside, so these people can get what they want. And it's not on.
Yeah, I know. And this is what I talk about, Dave and Tommy. This has got to change. We want change in this country. And if the politicians are not listening, you know, their positions is, you know, they can be passed over and people can be put in place. But it does need the people to be motivated to say there is a way forward, there is people out there who will do what needs to be done for this country. And all what we see, it needs to be addressed. All these are serious issues and they need to be addressed. It's just that we need people to stand up. And to, you know, if there's good people out there who can do the, you know, I'm looking at people like Paul, you know, when I talk about Paul Weston, his vision of how it should be is my vision, your vision, Dave, Tommy's
without
vision.
Doubt.
This is what he sees it like we see it. Now, we need good people like Paul Weston and other people of his calibre. That's how we'll get this country straightened out, with the quality of those type of people. We're not going to get anywhere, and we're going to keep moaning about this year in, year out, Dave, with the same politics what we've got now. It needs a total change, a shake-up in our political system. The whole thing needs to be shaken up. Don't know how we go about it, but it needs to be done. It needs to be done yesterday, because I think things are just going to deteriorate, and as we can see, in the near-distant future, we're going to have trouble on our streets because of the ineptness of our politicians. Create the problem, then they think they're going to swan off. They're going to disappear from the country. While people like ourselves are going to be fighting and dying to protect and to take back some of these cities that they've allowed to be turned into shitholes, Islamic Emirates, that the people have got to fight to take it back. This is wrong. Why should we have to go and fight once again to protect what's right for the good people of our country, the indigenous people of this country? Because that's where it's coming to, isn't it, guys? You know, but, you know, hopefully it'll be done in a peaceful way.
But we know what, it's just a shame.
I've heard it all along. So many people who are sort of, you know, middle England type of people, even they say it. Even they say it. It's, the civil war is on its way. Civil war is going to happen. Even the police say it. Even the rumblings in amongst the police, they know it's coming. You know, when we got that, then you know, seriously, down the lines, that is what this country is going to experience. You know, it's scary. It's scary to think that the people are going to have to, you know, the sacrifices, once again, got to be paid for freedom, liberty, all the things that our ancestors fought and died for, isn't it, Dave and Tommy?
Exactly that.
You know, that's why we fight so hard. Go on, Tommy, sorry, I'm talking to other people, and I'm being bad. I'm slapping my wrist.
Died to protect this border from an invasion by a load of foreigners, as Captain Mannering would put it.
Well, there you go.
That's a good point. But as you just say,
I always make reference to Dad down, like when that German bomber landed in the reservoir, he's saying, bloody foreigners, they come to this country, they sponge off us, they have the damn nerve to shoot at us. Which is true.
Like,
this is 1970s programming. Look at it now in 2014.
You know, look, it's like you say, I just can't understand how, you know, we're ending up with this massive Muslim population that we're getting at the moment, along with everybody else, you know, but these Muzzies, they're not even part of the EU. So we've got to revert back to that article by Guy Leventoris that says he's seen documentation to say that we've sold ourselves out. You know, in 1973 we signed treaties to guarantee in the EU migrants, fair enough. You know, if we're in the EU, this is something that has to be done, then we're having to do it. We don't have to take these other people when they're getting in. Listen, you look at Calais. You know, I mean, I saw a video again the other day of these people hanging off the bottom of lorries. They're opening up the back of lorries. They're threatening the drivers with violence because they're trying to stop them getting in. You know, that is not asylum seeking, right? That's an invasion, right? This is, why else do they want to come over here? You know, sorry, I don't mean to shout, I'm sitting too close to the iPad. You know, why else do they want to come over here? They want to come over here because it's all free, right? We've paid for this system. We've built this infrastructure. And it should not be given out to people that want to come over here and do exactly that free. So.
Yeah,
Tommy, you there? Yeah,
I'm
still
here. Sorry, Dave, I was getting I thought it might be me. I was getting a little bit of echo coming back. And I thought it was me, so I just muted myself just for a second, just to see. Well said. I think it's okay now, boy. I think it's okay now, Dave. But I've got to thank you once again yourself, Dave, for being here tonight, boss man.
Well, it's not
with his own Motive Radio show.
Motive Radio, yeah.
Exactly, and it was good. It was really good meeting up with you, Dave. We did discuss lots of things, didn't we? And as I said to our listeners, there's a lot of good things coming away within the EDL, and you're going to see it. We're going to guard our powder at this moment in time, aren't we, Dave? You know, our gunpowder. We're going to, because a lot of good things are going to start springing up, and you will see.
You know, it's getting very hard to watch all these posts on Facebook. It's really frustrating knowing what's being put into place, what is in place, you know, the troubles and the strife since the captain and his mate, you know, sort of jumped ship. You know, it's the best way to put it is what Steve said, really. Bad, rough seas, no one at the helm, you know, holes in it, it was sinking. All right, it's patched up in calm waters, ready to set sail. It's ready to set sail. And this is going to be the biggest thing, I think, that this country's ever seen. I'll be quite honest with you.
I agree.
What we've been talking about and what's being put into place. I'm humbled, to be quite honest with you, to be in the position that I'm in. I know a lot of other people are probably feeling humbled as well to know that we're going to take this forward and actually do something great. Do you know what I mean? This is, you know...
I agree, Dave. I could say, you know, I'll echo everything you said there, Dave. So it's all good. Did I talk over you then, Dave?
I wasn't finished.
I was just agreeing with you, Dave.
Well, you know,
because
this
people used to talk over people a lot, didn't they?
Yeah, well, I won't say no names. More aggressive, they're fracturing, they're arguing between themselves. The right are probably more united now than they've ever been. And I'm not talking about the heads of these groups, I'm talking about the people on the street. There is unity at street level. You know, I know, obviously, and Jeff knows a little bit, we're a bit more privy to certain information, that, you know, and this is what's really big at the moment. We can't put it out there, you know. I'm waiting for the... I've not spoken to anybody at the moment, do you know what I mean? So I'm waiting for something to be put out, some sort of statement. I know, obviously, the website and this, you know, it's all in such a fucking fantastic direction, and it's my F-bomb, but it's... I really can't put it in any other way. I'm sort of, you know, I'm only just in, but it's really, really good to see the changes that are being made.
Yeah.
To be, you know, and I've got nothing against what it used to be, but there is a direction that I do believe in, and so does probably, you know, many, many people that I talk to realise it's a direction it should be taking.
Well, put it this way, Dave, I think Tommy and Kevin, if they see what we were doing now, this is what they was wanting. Such a long time ago, right, you know, when the movement started, they want to see something, and what is going to happen, and what we're going to be achieving over the next couple of months or so, is everything that what Tommy thought, and I know Kevin did as well, because I know we had this conversation with Steve as well, didn't we? They'd be over the moon with what we've been talking about. So there you go. We can't say, ladies and gentlemen, I know you think, what's going on? Well, put it this way. You will soon see, and as Dave's saying, you feel rather humbled that we are in a position to know exactly what's going on, but it is going to be fantastic. You know, the movement, the organisation, which I'm very, very proud of anyway, of the way that it's strived over 5 years now. Tommy, how long is it? 5.5 years getting on for now?
Five and a half years.
5.5 years. We are still a fledgling. We're still, you know, we're still very young, and we are still stretching and flexing our muscles. But you take it from me, ladies and gentlemen, you know, and we are a global. The thing about it is, we are a global organisation. We're not just the English Events League, but we've got, you know, defence leagues all across the world. From where we started, and people come on board with our idea and the way that we do things. And that makes me proud, Dave. It takes my breath away when I think about it sometimes. And I know Tommy, when I had Tommy on and Kevin, we said that. How do you feel at this position and how far you've come? And I know Kevin went, I can believe it, like, you know, it's just amazing, like. And that is the way I feel at this moment, and probably you, Tom, and you, Dave. It's just amazing. And, you know, there's other groups out there, and I'm not going to put any other groups down, but no one will achieve what we've achieved in such a short time, and the way that we've picked up the support as we've gone along.
Well, I'd have worked with someone this morning. They actually went to the Hexford demo. And he says, in his words, you know, the UAF, the Antifa, they're all there saying, you know, we don't want the EDL here, we want this, we don't want that. People were coming out and applauding. They were coming out and were joining them on the demo. The EDL are the only people speaking up for what they're going through in that town at the moment. You know, the government are ignoring it, the councils are ignoring them, the police are ignoring them. You know, you've got to have a fallback stand, and this is where the EDL comes in. You know, this is anything English you defend as a league. It's as simple as that. You know, it does what it says on the tin. He said it was really good. You know, he actually said a few words as well, which was, you know, something new for him. But he just said it was a totally different experience to what he's been, believe, you know, this movement's about. And this is the, you know, to get the kind of reports at the moment that we're getting a little bit, you know, from the left and... You know, I know that they're going to keep slagging. It's not a problem at all. You know, you keep on doing what you're doing because you're going to sink your boat sooner than ours. You know, these people are getting more and more violent as they're getting frustrated. this movement at the moment. We're hearing the EDL, you know, peaceful protesting. You know, all right, if the police didn't leave the UAF anywhere near us, it wouldn't be the shouting and the insult going. That's the authority's fault. Five or six times, it's been like one or two arrests. And some of these arrests haven't actually, you know, reported in the news, it's an EDL rally. You know, what they don't tell you is the left that were getting arrested just got on a tight straight with the
yeah,
EDL. That's what goes on. Now, I do believe,
right,
actually, Tommy, that, and Jim, we've actually been downgraded again by police, who say we are now a defensive movement and not far right at all.
I like that, Dave. I like that a lot. We're a defensive movement. I'd like that position and the posturing of the police, the way they're looking at us now. It's quite obvious that, you know, that we have proved what we're all about, that, you know, that we are peaceful. You know, the only time that we ever get, you know, and now and again it will go up. But, you know, you will, if you never attack, if someone hits you, you can hit back, aren't you? Let's be honest. And that is common thing, what most people would do. And that is the only time there's ever been a reaction with any of the... Tommy will tell you more, he's been to a lot of them. That's the only response you get is when we're actually being physically attacked, that you've got to defend yourself, haven't you, Dave? You know what I mean?
Well, this is why they're
defending ourselves, don't they?
This is what they want to cause the friction, even though it's not the EDL that's causing it. They want to cause the friction in between the two groups and instantly bring it on the there is no news unless it's bad news. That's how I see it. And whatever they put out about the EDL, I mean, I saw on an ITV website after the Steve one, I think it was, or Middlesbrough, and it just said EDL did a rally. That was it. Now, go back a couple of years, it was EDL and a rally, and there'd be like a full-page thing on the internet about what happened and what was going on. You know, we're sort of being, say, left alone, you know, to do our thing, but it's getting to the point where, you know, nothing happened. We bring up, and there's money to go there, so there's money to pay somebody to film it, you know, and nothing's going. You know, there will be a day left to come out and actually stand there and scratch their head and go, what the hell are you doing here? You know, these people that want to come out and oppose us, they obviously, they condone paedophilia, they condone terrorism, you know, they condone Hamas, ISIS, you know, I mean, the grooming gangs. I mean, these people need to realise, really, what they're standing against and what they're standing against. I mean, and they're standing against us for no particular reason whatsoever, other than, you know, I saw yesterday saying, oh, they just like a jolly day out, the EDL. Well, I'm taking the left as being that at the moment. They just like a jolly day out because it's all free for them. They don't have to pay for it. You know, the last three demos, it cost me up to £800. It's cost me personally. It's costing everybody money to do these demos. You know, this isn't Britain first. Right, we're not funded, to argument's sake. You know, we don't divvy money up between the us or do anything. This is out of my own pocket. And I've got the money, believe you me. It was touch and go whether I was going to go to Middlesbrough because I didn't know if I'm going to get paid in time, get the job for it, get it paid. And that should have been done other things when I'm going to that demo. You know, this is...
This is what we've always put across for the listeners, that when we do something... there's no funds for us. This is we do it off our own backs. There's no little pot of money that says, "Oh, we've got this for you," you know, to go on the demos. No, we're not, you know, not like the these leftist groups out there. We're funded by the government, by David Cameron and his cronies, support these lot. I mean, we've got nothing like that. It's just ordinary people, working class people, most of us, who, you know that it needs to be done. And of course, it's you know where it comes down to myself, I've you know, it's always been hard for me anyway to do demonstrations, but you know, I always, you know, a big salute to all the boys and the girls up and down the country, Dave, who make their way to these demonstrations, come from all over the place, don't they? From the far end of the country to the far end of the country. They make the journey, and they do the sacrifice of the money that, you know, and it's times are quite hard, but they're still doing it. And even if it's, say, 300-400 people that have made that trip, and I know Tommy's one of these people, he makes the... I don't know how many demonstrations he's been to, Dave, but he's been to those right for
many years now. How many demonstrations in January 2010? How many demonstrations I've been on?
I know.
Well, you know what? In all fairness, I mean, what we're looking at, really, I mean, you know, look, numbers on the street, thousands, scared up, right? It's scared, physically shakes the foundations, right? To have 200 people at a demo doesn't really matter, right? Because while you're doing that demo, the general public now being allowed, you know, outside the perimeter of the demo area to stand there and have a listen, you know, a little bit dodgy, and I'll take me out to all the stewards, make sure that everyone's safe, because you could be infiltrated at any point by the left, by a Muslim, you know, you really don't know what happened while you're letting these people around. But that was a decision that was made rather than turn us all into somewhere and talk to ourselves, which it used to be, actually talking to the people now of that certain town, and they know why we're there. You know, and this is, you know, every demo we do, we're waking people up. Right? Whether they like it or they don't, they're still standing there listening. They're still standing there taking notice of what's going on. And if they are that uneducated, and that, they got their head that far down in the sand that they can't see, then we got it. So the reason I see over 10,000 people on the next, you know, that was a fly down my throat. You know, I'd like to see Downing Street, I'd like to see 10, 20, 30,000 people there. That's what I'd like to see at Downing Street, 10, 20, 30,000 people. If the Muslims can do it, at the drop of a hat, we've got a YouTube channel now, right? We've got Twitter. I've got Twitter. Everyone's got Twitter. Everyone's got Facebook. September, Downing Street, the biggest one is what it should be. This one means absolutely everything. I'm going to fucking rip them a new one. I want at least half hour on that stage. I want at least half hour. And I've asked for it already. I'm going to rip them a new one.
Yeah,
seriously.
Dave, don't mind.
We are victims here.
We are getting a few problems with your audio, mate. A couple of people mentioned it, and you are breaking up a little bit, mate. I don't know if you can maybe
boss,
improve.
Yeah, speak English, for God's sake.
Hey, turn it off, man. I kick your dog.
It's okay, it's because we've got some people saying your audio's got garbled, Dave. But I think most of the listeners got you drift what you were saying there, Dave. But as I say, we've got great days ahead with the organisation. As I say, we are moving forward. We are striding forward. It's not just moving forward. We are striding forward. And, you know, things that will be put in place that hadn't been before. I'm really looking forward to I reckon the next couple of months is going to be very conducive to the way we go forward with the Defence League as an organisation, and I'm excited as well. I'm so excited, Dave. I'm really excited.
Oh,
and it was really great to meet, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, as I say, we went to a little get-together of some very important people. I would say that everybody that was there at that meeting that was very important to the organisation of the way that we're moving forward. And it was great to be amongst great-minded people, wasn't it, Dave? You know, it was just
That's
amazing,
good,
guys. It was amazing what we talked about and how in-depth everybody was, things he was done in-depth. And then we had discussions about things. It was fantastic, wasn't it, Dave?
I am completely humbled. I'm humbled to be a part of it, honestly. That's my feelings. This is to go from ranting on YouTube and doing radio, you know, let's do that, you know, will you speak for us? And yeah, I'm fucking all in. I'm all in. And I'm humbled. And, you know, for every person that I've met so far, and I will say that could be anyone going, all right, boss man, or hello, mate, how you doing? Can I be picked up? You know, people. You know, I mean, when I walked around the first time, you know, and we walked in, and you know, we got Davey, oh, God, it was like a nice little applause, and I said a few words, and the missus butted in to someone else and said, you know, I can't believe it's come to this in this country, you know, that we've got a stand in a place to put this country to rights. You know, and then walks away, you know, you've got to tell me. I'm in.
Yeah, I hope you don't mind, mate, but you're breaking up a little bit. It's just becoming quite difficult. You're just breaking every word there. It could be just the sometimes you get the.
I've got a full Wi-Fi signal here, so this is, you know, again, you've got to look at what goes on, I suppose, a little bit, Jeff. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm gonna sit even closer to the box now. Right, so
hey,
I'll be in the garage.
A bit better. There you go, buddy.
There's no lag in there, so I'm sitting on the router. What I was trying to say was basically, is, you know, to meet people that I've met so far. I've met a lot of people throughout my 43 years so far, and, you know, and I can say, well, over 90% of them are horrible shits, you know, and you can't trust no one, you can't do this, you can't do that. I've categorically stated that when I've met so far, beautiful people, simple as that, or wavelength, normal people is what I would say. You know, and this is what goes on.
Yeah, I think I look at everybody like yourself, Dave. It is, I'll tell you what, especially when I've been on a couple of the demonstrations, and the one that really it moved me was especially at Chelmsford. When we was doing the demo, it was a hot day, wasn't it? Tommy, you was there for the Chelmsford one, wasn't you? Was you? Or was you? I can't
Chelmsford.
Remember.
Yes.
Yeah, was you there? Chelmsford?
I was there, yeah.
Yeah, that day was really hot, wasn't it, Tommy? And you know...
I was lying down before we set off marching, just kind of catch a bit of sun. It was that bloody hot.
Oh, it was absolutely, Dave, it was glorious, Dave. And it just, you know, what got me was when we was walking towards the demonstration point, there was no stand, was there, Tom? If you remember right, we didn't have anything really, you know, set up fantastic or anything, but we just had a point that we was going to do the demonstration and the speeches. The speeches was pretty good, I've got to admit, but what got me more than anything was when we was walking along and he looked up and there was people waving us, you know, the victory signs and the flags waving. And then I looked at the people around me, just as it, ladies and gentlemen, you know, talking to just a normal person walking along with, you know, a lot of patriots and that. And I looked at each person around me, and I thought, the commitment, they know why they're there, you know, and that's what was going through my, they know why they're there. It's so important. And the passion as well, Dave. Have you noticed that, the passion with these people? You know, the English Defence League and the warmth of each other, you know, that we find. It's a brotherhood and a sisterhood as well, isn't it? You know, that's the thing that I love about this organisation. I do love this organisation. You know, it's just a coming together of people that know who's doing the right thing for their country. That the time has come when we've got to stand up once again and say, you know, you can't carry on this way. It's wrong. We want changes. And if you don't want to give us the changes, we will make the changes that way. We will put you under pressure. We are a pressure group. We're a massive pressure group. We will. And as you've noticed, ladies and gentlemen, you have been noticed that politicians are addressing some of the issues these days. They are been speaking about it. But we've had to fight long and hard for them to actually acknowledge some of the things that we've been speaking about. So long.
But then they take the glory, so Jeff, long. Don't they? They take the glory and go, look, we're doing this and we're doing that. And everyone goes, hey, well done. You know, they take the glory. Good, take the glory, because we're seeing through you. We can't all be wrong, Jeff.
No. And do you know what? I had a conversation with Steve, and I don't know if he shared it with you, but, you know, when he was when he was doing the security thing with Tommy and Kevin, and then got chatting, there was a politician or something there, and he got chatting to this politician. The politician said, carry on doing what you're doing, you're doing the right thing. I can't say anything because it's my job, you know, but you know, you are doing the right thing. When you get a politician actually speaking like that, you know you're doing the right thing. He knows we're doing the right thing, and most of them that probably sit in Parliament know that what we're saying is right. But if they say anything detrimental to what we're talking about, they can lose their jobs. We've seen it.
We've seen it time and time again. People make remarks on Twitter. There's only that conservative woman. Going back a little while ago, she made a comment that the only people who's looking after the interests of people in this country is the English Defence League. What happened, she was forced to actually extract exactly what she said, and because otherwise she'd lose her job. And she did. She retracted it, and so it was done in the heat of the moment, blah, blah. But, you know, I thought as soon as she said it and it was out there, she said it. It's out there. It don't matter if you want to retract it. If you say something, you believe it at the time. It doesn't matter if you want to take it back because someone said, oh, you shouldn't say that because your job's on the line. But that's it. This is what we've been seeing, haven't we, over the time, guys? But that's the truth of the matter, though, isn't it?
Definitely. I mean, you know, without the EDL, where would anybody be now in this country? There wouldn't be any splinter groups, if we call them that. There would be no other groups. You know, everything was really sort of born out of this movement that is the EDL.
Yeah. No, that's right, Dave, you know. And that's what I'm saying, you know. And sometimes you feel like it's really, you know, sometimes it gets to you something. Oh, are we doing... How we doing things, but I know we are. You know, it's that I've always been an optimist. I do believe I can see a little bit of light there now, Dave. I can see we have woke a lot of people up. A lot of people want to get involved with maybe forming their own an organisation very similar to what the EDL does. If anybody does that, then they're doing something, you know, that's good for them and their neighbours and the community where they are. And I would all say that. And of course, we are here to help, aren't we? If people are not sure and they want to, you know, form their own sort of division, whatever, because there are people out there still wanting to because they've got nothing where they live, we're here to help, aren't we, Dave? That's it. We are here to help, to guide them in the right direction. You know, we've got people that point them in the right direction. We do this, we do that. So, you know, and of course, people come here to be educated as well, especially about Islam. And sometimes we'll do certain issues about the Islam and certain aspects of Islam. And Tommy, I'm very proud of Tommy. He's got his own Quran, Dave. He's got his own Quran.
Yep.
And of course, he's been studying that as well, which I've always said for everybody, know thy enemy. And
the interesting thing is, guys, on the side of the Quran it says, this is a holy book, please don't drop on the floor. And guess where the Quran is right now?
He's propping his table leg up. I will say a fair warning to people out there that think, oh, it's only good for toilet paper. Take my word for it. Ladies and gentlemen, do not use it as toilet paper because I'll tell you what, it chaps your backside something rotten. Okay, just a...
It doesn't come with its own lotion. But just let you know, if you don't see my Twitter, guys, or onto my Facebook, Jeff, I put this on your wall, and Dave, I put it on your walls as well, mate, there, mate. A picture from yesterday of us with our Israel flag and our EDL flag in front of them.
Bless you.
Nice.
Have a check on my Twitter, guys, have a check on Facebook, and they're all out there.
Nice one. Well done, Tommy. No, I think it was a... But then again, you did have a very... it could have been a very dangerous situation for him, couldn't it, Dave? Especially when
without a doubt. Listen, I'd like to say to everyone, I'm not being funny, but, you know, I'm probably not going to tell you now on Easter Sunday. You've got to be careful over the weekend in London and the surrounding areas, because there's apparently going to be... They're trying to get a million. They're trying to get a million streets for Saturday, you know. So be careful what you're doing if you're out and about, because, you know, these people, you know, I know people walk around with your tops on, loud and proud. Just be careful what you're doing. I know we're none of pussies, don't get me wrong, but these people are out and about doing what they do. You never know, is going to be, you know, gonna be able to, just be safe. I'm actually interested a little bit to see the sort of numbers they get again. You know, when this is, you know, this hasn't been planned months and months. Over the last sort of days or a week, you know, so, and to see that, you know, we all need to hang our head fucking shame. We need to do this. If they can do this at a moment's notice and support terrorists in other countries, we can do that to look after our own.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, as I say, it's a little bit hard to motivate people. I mean, how much motivation do you need when what we talk about and what, week in, week out? I mean, you should be motivated, guys. I mean, we should be able to motivate the people. I was just thanking Paul for a link, Paul Alexander. He put some absolute fantastic. He's got a great website as well, Paul. He's WordPress and that. And please check out the link there. I actually opened that up. I'm scared to because it freezes my computer. Let's have a look. I'm just having a look at Christians, Lawyer and Muslims. What is it now? I'm just checking something there, guys, that Paul's put in there. He also put some Defender of the Faith, Guardian of Truth. That's Paul's website. You've got to check it out, guys. He's got some absolutely fantastic links he puts in and that. Christians lie and Muslims' wives must have sex or go to hell. Trojan horse people's told. There you go, by Stephen Swinford. Senior political correspondent, The Daily Telegraph. Children are taught that all Christians are liars, and attempts were made to introduce Sharia law in classrooms as part of alleged Trojan horse takeover plot of Birmingham schools. The inquiry has found. The inquiry commissioned by Birmingham City Council found evidence of religious extremism in 13 schools. As school governors and teachers tried to promote and enforce radical Islamic values. Schools put up posters warning children that if they didn't pray, they would go to hell. Christmas was cancelled and girls were taught that women who refused to have sex with their husbands would be punished by angels from dusk to dawn. The report found that extremism went unchecked because the council disastrously prioritise community cohesion over doing what is right. It concluded that there was a determined effort by manipulative governors to introduce unacceptable practices, undermine head teachers and deny students a broad and balanced education. It goes on to say... Oh, no, that's it. I've got to thank Paul for that. It's just a little article. I just wanted to read out. Well, I've got about 10 minutes left of the show this evening. So once again, thank you. It's another one. I'm going to have a look at another one. Let's have a look at another one from Paul. As I say, he's absolutely got some fantastic ones there. Trojan, aggressive Islamist agenda. Okay, an aggressive Islamist agenda was... that's being pursued in some of the so-called Trojan horse schools in Birmingham, says the Department of Education report. Peter Clark, a former counter-terrorist chief, is publishing the findings of inquiries into allegations of a hardline Muslim takeover of schools. And how many times have we said that before all these reports, wasn't it, Tommy? How many years have we been talking about what's going on in the schools? And you had the experience yourself, Tommy, didn't you? Do you remember what it's like when you was at school, the way that the Muslims was taking over and doing things there? And it goes on. Mr. Clark found a lack of intervention from local council and weakness in the oversight of academies. He said the council viewed the issues from prism of community cohesion. Mr. Clark has delivered the findings of a report commissioned by the former Education Secretary, Michael Gove. Now, when his former one, his successor, Nicky Morgan, is to present the results of the investigations to the House of Commons. Much of the report has already been leaked, and representatives of the schools facing allegations claim they had faced a coordinated and vicious attack from the governing bodies. The inquiry found no evidence of extremism, said Mr. Clark, but there are a number of people in a position of influence who either espouse or sympathise with or fail to challenge extremist views. And we do know that is the case. And I won't go much longer because we're coming down to the last five or seven or eight minutes of the show. So it's a couple of little things. And as I say, Paul Alizar, thank you very much for dropping those links into the chat room as well. Really, really appreciate it. But yeah, well, do you know what, guys? I don't know about you, but this time tonight, I think we covered so much ground tonight on tonight's show. I've got to thank yourself, Tommy, for being here, become my co-host of this show. Dave, well, it's been absolutely fantastic as normal, and to have you on the show and a part of our panel this evening. Do you know what I never did though, Tommy?
You made out the number.
No, I didn't. I think I'm a little bit late now, but and anybody could have called in. But we've got another show tomorrow night, haven't we, guys? Oh, I don't know. Dave, will you be with us tomorrow night? Or you've got your show to do, haven't you?
No, yeah, no, I'll be on my one tomorrow, Jeff.
Okay then, mate.
Dave, are you on Facebook now, mate?
Sorry?
You're on Facebook now, mate?
Yeah.
I've stuck another first one. You are. Do you want to have a look at it and explain to our listeners what it is? Something I just found on Twitter.
What do you mean 25 fuck Fredo? Nice.
It's for the benefit of the listeners, it's Ed Miliband in a supermarket. He's saying to the shop assistant, "What do you mean 25p for a fucking Fredo?"
I've got to say thanks to Paul. It done me a fantastic. He actually put me in jail because I've been banned on Facebook. Much a shout out to him. I see Dave in there, obviously. I've got to give a shout out to my lot that have been listening as well. Just one thing that someone posted up in my chat room on my phone. There is nothing civil about war. So I just thought I'd like to fill out my thing, because we're talking about a civil war, or it will be looming, or it's looming, or whatever goes on. He's saying there's nothing civil about it, which is, you know, I think we all know that anyway, but that's what's called.
No one can glorify war, can they? Let's be honest, Dave, no one can glorify war. And whenever I've talked about these issues before, I've always said I say it very gravely. When I speak about it, I speak about it very gravely because it's no fun. No fun. What we discuss, what could happen. And we don't want to see it to happen, so we're doing our damnedest to prevent these things from looming in this country. We don't want to see Lebanon. We don't want to see Syria. We want this country to be this country. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. And we're going to look after the interests of the good people of this country and do our best to protect the good citizens of this country, whatever means that is as well. That's all I really want to say tonight, guys. It's something we're all in this together. We stand together as one. And we're not going to fall. We're going to be here. We're going to prevail, whatever the cost might be. As I say, along the lines, we do know there is sacrifice. When I say sacrifice, I don't mean people laying their lives down, but I mean there's sacrifice with people in and out of our prisons. They're the ones who's paying the sacrifice this moment, languishing in the prisons. And this is it. This is the sacrifice you've got to pay. If love of one's country, doing the right thing, you're persecuted. And that's the thing. Being a patriot is a very lonely, can be a lonely life. It can be. But if you're doing the right thing, and you know it's the right thing, no matter what they do or say, you know that in the end, what you do, that one day, that the people look back in future and say, at least they was there. They done it. They created the situation where we are today. And that's what I look, that's why I'm here now, because it's so important, you know, my legacy for what I've tried to achieve with the works I do on the radio and the other things, you know, going about this and that, do the things that we do. Laying the foundations now for a better future for this country, for the good people of this country, because you deserve it. You, the great people out there, you deserve better than what you've been getting over the last 40, 50 years with our politicians. And, that's the way I look at it. I'm looking for a bright future because it's the only way. But you've got to be optimistic, Dave. You can't be pessimistic. We've got to be optimists with what we do and say. But anyway, Tommy and Dave, and of course all of our great listeners in the chat room and where we might be across the world, whatever you might be listening, whatever devices, I say we've had Sue listening in from New Mexico. God bless you, Sue, because she posts all these shows that we do. Everybody else is. She's so conducive to the anti-jihadist movement. God bless you. And guys, would you like? I've got probably I've got about 4 minutes. So, Tommy or Dave, would you? Or Tommy, first of all, your last, your closing statement for this evening before we close the shop up.
Well, basically, God bless Israel and good luck with its ground operation this evening.
Yeah, well said, Tommy.
And God bless the UK as well. And God bless the UK as well.
And the UK, and not forget all of our troops and our military across wherever you might be. And I do know some of them have listened to our shows and do listen, so if wherever you are, we will salute you and stay safe, guys. Dave, your last word for the evening before we close it up, your last closing statement for this evening, brother?
We can't sit back and do nothing. You know, all the world people are doing something. We've got some sort of hope. We are now in a position, I believe, as do other people as well, that we're ready to actually make a lot of difference now. We're going to make a lot of progress in the next month to 2 months. I don't think people are going to be ready for what goes on. But just to say this, for the doubters out there, you're about to be proven wrong.
There you go. And I reckon that's nice, short and sweet, Dave. And well said, mate. Well said. So for myself, Tommy and Dave and everybody that contributes to these shows and what we do, all of our foot soldiers out there, God bless you guys. If it wasn't for you, it wouldn't be us as well. Let's be honest, guys. The foot soldiers, everything to this movement. God bless you all and all our angels and that. And to everybody that listens to the show this evening. And to all our other shows, don't forget, you can catch us in the archives, and there's plenty of shows there to check out. So for myself, Tommy, and Dave, Boss Man, who's got his show tomorrow night, and they'll be raving on till 6 o'clock in the morning, probably, no, Dave, wouldn't you, Dave?
Yeah.
Dave, isn't it? Not the Raging Bull, Raging Dave. Love it, buddy.
Yeah, we'll see what comes out.
I'll probably talk to you tomorrow sometime, boy, okay? I'll give you a call.
Yeah, no worries. All right then, mate, no worries. Listen, just to the people out in the chat room, I'm actually recasting this over Motivate Radio and recording it. The chat room's frozen up, and I can't refresh the page or the recording goes off. That's why I've not been talking in the chat room for the last hour, by the way.
Okay, buddy. Anyway, I've got to go. I've got that lady just said I've got 90 seconds and I've got back 60. So, good night, guys. Take care, stay safe, and God bless you all. And not forgetting for myself, from Dave, from Tommy, and from the rest of the team, no surrender. No surrender, ever. We're going out tonight, guys. Good night, Tom. Good night, Dave.
Good night, mate.
Good night, all. People might say my life is in a rut. Great, happy, real, and I stopped. People might say that I should strive for more. But I'm so happy, I can't see the fine things happening here.
But there you go. My goodness, mate. We're going to just have a little bit of archive, Dave. Probably for about 10 minutes or something. But very interesting, the show tonight. It was really, it's really nice when we get chatting about different issues and topics and that, and things like we did tonight. And I know people just love it when we talk about, you know, EDL issues and that, and the way that we're certainly guarded about certain things that that we've been talking about tonight. And we're really looking forward to, you know, about some of the things that we're wetting their appetites, aren't we? Definitely, Dave. Come on, mate. It's quite obvious.
Without a doubt. You know, I mean, there's so much, you know, I mean, for people to follow something because it's Islam, it's this, it's whatever, you know, and I know the hardcore EDL supporters, that's what it's all about. They sooner or later got to realise exactly where the problem lies. And, you know, this is obviously where I come to things a little bit, because I know where it stems from. And I know there's a lot more can be done to stop this. You know, there's a lot of people that say, oh, they're all hooligans, they get pissed up, they walk about, you know, blah, it's just a big laugh for them. But it's not a laugh at all. Do you know what I mean? This is something that's very, very important. And like I said earlier, people are digging in their own pockets to go out on these demos and do what they do. And for them, it isn't about getting out and having a jolly out.
You've got to call it what it is. It's committed.
It's not about having a jolly out, is it? You know, it's about getting out there and showing support for the people or the, you know, the organisation as a whole that are trying to stop what's going on in this country. Without the foot soldiers, you're doing nothing.
That's what I've always said, Dave. You know, I always like to give a call out to that. And I mean, I'd love to have more of our foot soldiers calling in on the show as well, because that's what it's all about. This is their platform. This is what I've always said right from the off. This is about the EDL. This is EDL issues. Not just, just not EDL, but I mean, other people can call in, because a lot of people are really motivated with what we're doing. And that show, you know, has been there, been one of the top shows for a long time, Dave, you know. Might not be sitting in top position, but we're thereabouts, you know, sort of page one to me is good enough, and we've been that way getting on nearly over a year plus now, Dave. You know, we've come a long way. And we really, you know, push forward, you know, sort of over the time. And it's great. It's great because this is giving people their voice. This is all we wanted to do right from the off, is give people the voice. And to not hear the crap that's printed about us, that listen who we are. We're the English Defence League. Our voices need to be heard. You know, it's so important for everybody out there to understand what we're talking about so that they can be educated of this threat, this looming threat that has been forced upon them. They don't know it's come. A lot of them don't even get it. But it's there. Look around where you are. Look how it's changed. You know, I don't know what audience I'm talking about. Look around you, guys. Look what they've done.
So they can't see the wood for the trees, Jeff. They can't see the wood for the trees, mate. Do you know what I mean? That's what it is. You know, it's to live in this little bubble. You know, I know a Muslim. He's all right. You know, it's this is what you get.
Yeah, how many times we heard that, Dave? Eh? How many times have we heard that? Yeah, they're lovely people. They'll sort of smile at you. They'll do this and they'll do anything they want. But as soon as you go, infidel, kuffar, spit on the floor, you know, we know what they're like. We know it's the two faces of Islam. The face they want to show is being respectable and nice. And the other side of Islam, which we've seen all the videotapes, we've seen people being beheaded, we've seen them going about their business, shooting people with gleeful look on their faces, the blank staring look, soulless, as they go about murdering people. You know? So
you
we
see,
know
they all read the
true face of Islam.
Whether they be over in the Middle East or they're here, they're all reading that one fucking book. You know, this is what people don't realise. Oh, yeah, no, but they're taking it to the extreme. No. They're not taking it to the extreme. The fucking book in itself is extreme. You know, they're not taking anything out of context to read that book and practice it. Just to practice it.
That, this is it. And they say it's only a small group of people. What are they talking about? 3-4%, say something like that? They was the statistics.
Well,
it's about 3-4%, Dave. And there's what 1.6, 1.7 billion of them. Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I might be wrong.
No, they reckon 15-25% are radicals. That equates to about 150 million.
There you go. Now, guys, now you should be worried. There's 150
right.
million of them out there with radical views about us.
Well, that's
far.
That's 15 to 25%. So that could be 150 to 300 million Muslims that want to kill you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
that's a huge number.
That's a huge number.
You work it out yourself, Dave. What have we got? 65 million
yeah.
countries?
Yeah.
Okay, and you say there's over 300, that's about 3-4 times how many people want to kill us. That's 4
yeah.
to 1, something like that, isn't it? Is it something
yeah,
like
yeah,
that, Dave? 4
yeah,
5 to 1?
Yeah. If
there you
not
go,
more,
that's
yeah.
the radicals, guys. That's what we got,
you know,
5 to 1 against one of us. Yeah.
The
and they all
Muslims
want to bring about
irrelevant.
Their death and destruction.
The moderate Muslims are irrelevant. It doesn't matter if there's moderate Muslims or not.
No.
There are still that amount out there that want death and destruction to the West. It's that simple.
Yeah.
They don't want Christians, they don't want Jews. Anyone that's not of the faith Islam, if we can call it, well, it's not even of the cult Islam, you convert or you die. That's what the Quran says. You convert or you die.
Yeah.
You know, it can't be any simpler.
Well, you've seen it enacted now in Mosul, in Iraq. The Christian minority that is there, it's only a small group of people, but they're being told, oh, if you go or you pay your tax or you'll be killed. And so they're acting it out. What we talk about, now, you know, we're not bullshitting people. These people mean business. If these people don't pay that jizya tax, they will be killed, ladies and gentlemen. No two ways about it. If you think there's a nice fuzzy thing about the Muslims, you are fucking wrong. You're on a different planet. These people want to kill us all.
Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Yeah, Fuzzy Wuzzy was a... Well, it begins with C, I'm not going to say it. We've got to realise is we are already paying a jizya tax in this country. We're already paying it.
Of course we are.
And that's down to the halal, interest-free student loans, interest-free mortgages, interest-free overdraft and bank accounts. So we're turning into, an Islamic state. And the government are facilitating that very fact with us right now. They're trying to wipe us out. They're trying to bring these people in. They're letting them do what they want to do. I mean, can you imagine us standing in the street saying death to all Islamists, right?
We'd be banged up.
Well, there you go. But so how can they tell us death to the UK police, death to the government, death to the Queen? But they do.
Well, because there's a two-tier system at work,
well,
and it seems like they're the protected species, and whatever they say goes. Money talks, as I say, a lot of it comes down to money. Saudi Arabia, the petrol dollar, it all comes down to that. And how much interest, how many businesses do they own in this country, different businesses? 45%? 45% of the business have got some sort of Islamic back feed to it. And that's a lot of business, isn't it? Yeah.
It's as simple as that. You know, the shard, you know, there's loads of it. There's loads of it. Fucking loads of it.
And all I've got to say is we're in a shit situation, ladies and gentlemen. It's got to be said. This is pretty dire. But it's nothing that cannot be, that we can't put right. Even so, I think even if we addressed all these issues, put people in power and done that, I still feel it's going to take maybe, and I think I had this conversation with Tommy Robinson on the show, on one of our shows before, could take up about 15 to 30 years to put right all the damage that's been done in this country, Dave.
If I had my way, it'd be I wouldn't say a weekend thing, but give it a month and I'd sort this place right out. You know, like it or lump it, I would sort this place right out in a couple of months. Job done. And I am being quite, I know it sounds silly. And I know it sounds, no way you could do that. Yes, there is. You want to know why? Because this is our country. That's why. And we won't bow down to what goes on in our country. We won't bow down to these people that are screaming for change in our own country. You know, we won't bow down to the EU, for argument's sake. I don't care what the rest of the world thinks about what we're doing. You know, because the rest of the world, really, the rest of the Western world, should take heed and do exactly the same, and just send them back to where they come from. Job done. You know, I know it sounds
very closely, Dave. I mean, this is the reason why we are as popular as we are, because they're all watching exactly what we do next, and a part of a strategy of what we're going to do with the issues that we've got in this country. So there's people that are listening and waiting to see what unfolds in this country, because I know they're all. I know the world is pretty scared of what's coming about their way, and it's probably on their doorstep now. And they know it. I mean, look at Michigan. Dearborn, very much like Tower Hamlets, there it is somewhat, Dave.
Yeah,
I would say very much like the like a mirror effect of that, like a state within a state, I would call that, and that's what we got in this country. Excuse me, Dave. I'm going to have to go in a minute, mate, because my throat is seized up. And I ain't had me tea, boy. So, but Dave, it's. It's been great having you on the show this evening with us, and hope your show goes well tomorrow night, mate. And you'll recording it and playing it on your show. Did you say earlier, Dave? I forgot what you said now.
What was that? Sorry, me. Going to do what?
Did you say that you recorded it or something and put it on your radio show or something? You said you.
No, what I do is I'll record it and I'll put it back out in house mixes so people can download it and listen to it at their pleasure, because a lot of people have said they had trouble getting on and logging onto the Blog Talk and that, so that'll be on a completely separate thing. So,
well done, mate.
That's it, mate. So it's all been recorded. I've just come on, as you do. Do you know what I mean? So I can fade that out. And we've got the whole show from, you know, near enough the end of the first tune right the way through.
Absolutely brilliant. Well done, Dave. Cheers, buddy. It's been an interesting night, and we didn't hear you actually get into a real big rant tonight, but it was good anyway, boy.
you know what? It was one of those things. I mean, I've had a pretty long day as it is anyway. And I didn't sleep a lot last night, not for any particular reason, but it was too hot and I couldn't sleep, you know, sort of out.
Yeah,
well,
I know what you mean.
I had a couple of hours and I had to get back up again and go to work, and I was standing there and the fumes from this paint shit I've been using is unreal. I wanted to kind of go to bed, to be quite honest with you, but, you know, things have got to be said, and I'm all in, mate. Like I said, if I weren't doing my show on a Friday, I'll be here on a Friday and all, mate, if you'd have me, do you know what I mean? But
Just like having you here anyway, Dave, you know, very much a part of the panel now, and it's you've got a lot to say, and you've got a great audience that was to listen to what you got to say as well, mate. You know, that's what it's all about. And as I say, it's good to discuss some of the things that we do. So we're on the issues with Islam and that, and with some of the things we talk about with the EDL, and of what happened to Tommy. I mean, my goodness me, he could have been killed, Jesse, couldn't he?
Well, that's the thing, you know, when you're coming up against, I mean, you know, we've all seen what goes on when you sort of, there's a few of you and only a couple of them, they run away. As soon as the numbers are in their favour, they want to start stoning and beheading and doing all sorts. This is, you know, it's instilled in their brains, you know, that are in their big toe.
Yeah.
You know, this is what they want to do. So, yeah, you know, but I'll give him his due. If he stood there and done what he'd done, that's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
I do bloody worry. I do worry about him. I think, oh, my, I said to him, like, he told me what he was going to do. I knew what he was going to do. I said, just be careful out there. Don't forget, you go flying the Israeli flag and all doing what you're going to do. You know, you can have some right bad radicals amongst them who want to come over and call. But, you know, he's not silly. He knows exactly what he's doing. So do the lads that was with him, you know. To oppose I'm Palestinian. You know, all these fucking left twats out there, I'm Palestinian. You know, this, go away, you know what I mean? That's the effect they have on me. I can't be bothered with these people. They haven't got a clue, have they, Dave? Let's be honest, mate.
It's what I said earlier, they're condoning everything that's going on. They're condoning everything that's going on in the Middle East at the moment. They're condoning all the terrorist organisations. They're condoning child grooming. They're condoning the Trojan Horse plot. You know, they're condoning everything these people are doing. And I can't get my head around why they are. I just can't. Unless it's just a hardcore fraction, you know, that are being sent out there. I can't believe that these people can condone that sort of behaviour.
Well,
in the Middle East, in Europe, and across the rest of the
lemmings,
world.
Lemmings, doesn't it, Dave?
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, the lemmings, you know, when they all jump in the sea, you know, mass suicide, because that is what they're creating themselves. They don't seem to realise that they are the kufar, they're the infidels. No matter what they say, this, that and the other, that in fact, there's been a lot of atheists that have lost their heads because they're atheists. They don't seem to realise that. There's a lot of them that is against any faith and still going to lose their bloody heads. Idiots, aren't they? Total idiots. If they think that they won't affect them because they've got nothing to do with religion. They deplore that type of people. They deplore
yep. it. Yep.
you know, as I say, and we know that one day, all these people who want to give us bad mouthers and say this about what the EDL's this and this EDL's that, I'll tell you what, Dave, if it does go off and their families are coming under attack, I guarantee we'll be the first people they call. Guarantee.
I know it, Dave. Well, they won't be here
it,
to call anybody because they'll be the first to go, mate.
Yeah,
that's
but I'm saying
that,
if they, if it comes to states that they know, you know that they will be turning to us and saying, look, you know, I realise I'm... It was what I'd done and what I said before. I didn't realise, you know, the extent. And can you help out? Of course we bloody will. That's the thing about it. Even though they've been arseholes, they're still our countrymen. They're still, you know, a part of us. And we would do, even though they're arseholes, we would do what's right for the people, you know, because that's who we are. Even though they've tried to defile us and do the bad things. I mean, in the end, if it comes down to people need help, we'd be there, wouldn't we, Dave? Let's be honest, mate.
Well, you can't not help, can you? You know, it'll be nice. You know, when someone says, I won't say I told you so.
Yeah, exactly.
You've helped
exactly,
this.
Exactly, you know.
This escalating what it is. You've helped this escalate into what it is, and I've told you so.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, this is it, and... otherwise they'd be like lemons to the goaters jumping in the sea. But Dave, I'm going to let you go, mate, because I know you've had a busy day in that, and hopefully you can at least get a bit of sleep. I don't know, it's quite hot again tonight though, mate, isn't it?
Yeah. Still not many. Jesus.
Yeah, probably sleep with leg out the window again.
I'm going to sleep in the front
well,
garden.
I'm on the ground floor. I'm all right, Dave. No.
You mind that little muzzy dog go out and grab
wake
your
up
legs, mate?
The fox sticking your feet.
listen, Jeff, thanks again, mate, for having me. Do you know what I mean? As I say, I'm humbled.
It's been my pleasure, Dave.
And I love it.
I've got, actually, Dave, when I finish the show, I've got, I hope you don't mind, you've got time, and maybe I'll give you a quick call. I need to chat to you about something.
Okay, yeah, mate, no worries.
You're
right. That's all right. Yeah, no worries.
Okay.
Mate.
So, anyway, I'm going to just going to say good night to our listeners out there who might be listening to the archives. I hope you've enjoyed just a little bit of our archive tonight. It's going to be a little bit more than what I thought it was going to. You know, it's like when we get chatting, Dave. So,
oh,
we're
yeah,
terrible.
Yeah,
oi,
you should jump on the and the time flies
but,
by. The time absolutely flies by.
Yeah, but, yeah... Any guys, anybody who's been listening in the archives to the show, I hope you've enjoyed the show, and it's been, you know, a great honour and privilege to present these shows as well also. As I say, give them a big shout-out to our military out there in Afghanistan. Like to do that, Dave, this time of night as well, because
I know
they're just about going to be up doing their duties very soon.
Can I just say, come back home, lads. Come back home and help us out, yeah. Come back home and help us out.
That's it. Yeah, you got it. Well, we'll be keeping a watch till they get home and that. And, that's what we're here for, Dave. You know, and just to come home soon, guys. That's it. But Dave Musgrave, thank you very much. You've been a great guest and a great panelist this evening, along with Tommy.
Right.
And the chat room was buzzing, as usual, wasn't it? It was great. Some of the links that Paul Alexander was dropping in, I managed to read a couple of them. And it's great. We've got great people in there, Dave. And I like seeing the chat rooms buzzing around. But so anyway, I've got to go because I'm on the ramble. You know, I'll get going and I'll start rambling away and I'll fall asleep and talking on the phone. You know what it's like, Dave.
I certainly do.
You've done it before, I know you have.
Snoring away the microphone.
The what the fuck was that? You fall asleep, you hit your head on the computer. How many times have you done that, Dave?
You know what? In my last place, my missus went to me, "You're going to fall off that chair one day." I went, "No, I won't." And I'm laying there one night, and I've got my feet up on one chair. I've reclined in the other one, like the old computer chair. And I've just, my head must have been too heavy. And I've literally gone over, as I've gone over, I pulled two hard drives with me and put an hole in the plasterboard wall.
There you go. I know, I thought you'd been there, because I've done it. I keep hitting my head on, I've got my head sort of on the, I've got a computer desk here, Dave. And now and again, I've just got resting my head on my hand like that. And next thing, crash, my head comes down the I'm lucky it's still working, mate, you know. But I've been lucky I ain't cut my head open yet, like.
Mate, you're right.
But no, it's been great. I've really enjoyed the show tonight. And as I say, I'll be back tomorrow night with some other topics and issues we'll be discussing. So, Dave, have a great evening. I know it's a bit late your end and that, but have a great remaining of the evening, mate. And I'll speak to you in the very near future. Okay?
No problem.
To everybody out there, I hope you've enjoyed the show this evening. Good night, guys. Take care, stay safe. God bless you all. And for myself, Dave, Tommy, and the team, no surrender. No surrender ever. Good night, sir, Dave.
Good night, mate.
Cheers, buddy.